I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
The house guest of a former Florida sheriff stole the guy's uniform so he could buy drugs.
Oh, I thought it was going to be to get out of a speeding ticket.
If I would do that, I'd be like, hey, well, like, for example, a lot of times cops get free coffee at gas stations.
Ooh, do they get free donuts, too?
You would think so, right? You'd throw that in there.
That's like a thing that cops are supposed to love donuts.
They love them, but do they get them for free?
I don't know.
My wife, when she no longer works there, but when she worked at Speedway back when she was like a manager there back in the day, like in college, they did it all the time because if you have cops come through, you protect the place. Like, they're checking it out. It's deter robbers, and they would used to hook them up with free coffee. I don't know about donuts, but that place that the cops came still got robbed twice.
Wow.
My wife wasn't there, thankfully, for either one of them, but they got held up at gunpoint. But
no more free coffee for you.
No kidding. The men went to several pharmacies in the uniform and asked for drugs. Have you heard of this one? Because I really don't know much about drugs. Subonix?
Nope.
Suboxone?
For broccoli.
What's broccoli?
Pot.
Oh, okay. I'm just kidding. I know what that one is. You guys know what cauliflower is?
No.
No.
That's slang for cocaine.
It is?
I made it up, but you can roll with it. Like, hey, man, you got some of that cauliflower right there? I would try it with you kids. Employees told the man he would need a letter explaining why he needed the drugs, so he's like, forget this. He left. Cops traced the tag number on the vehicle the man was driving and found it belonged to the retired sheriff. The deputy told officers the man was staying with him, and he had borrowed his vehicle. The man was arrested when he went back to the home. He had crack cocaine, also known as cauliflower, a crack pipe, pot, broccoli, and then this Onyx One. Somebody right now is like, oh man, I know what that stuff is. Joe's an idiot.
Never heard of that.
It's SUBOX1. Like one word.
Never heard it.
Another drug paraphernalia in his car. So I would have tried to get like free food or something if I was like, had a cop uniform.
Yeah, I feel like there's other things that I would be doing.
Besides drugs. And your final dummy of the day story of the day has got a lot of people like disputing like who should get the money. A 66-year-old guy was gambling at the Seminole Hard Rock and Hotel Casino near Fort Lauderdale, Florida, when he took his friend, a 35-year-old woman, when he told her to push the button for him for good luck. So, like, I'm gambling. I'm like, Alex, hey, hit this for me for good luck.
Were they friends, or did he just see a hot girl and say, hey, pretty girl, why don't you push this for good luck?
Why don't you rub my button and see what happens?
I've definitely been asked that kind of stuff at casinos.
You have?
Yeah, for sure. So that's what I'm saying. Are they actually friends, or was she a hot girl that he
could push the
button?
It said it was his 35-year-old friend, but there is an age difference there. I don't know.
Wait, hold on. Guys let you, like, blow on their dice?
Yeah.
Yeah, or push their buttons?
Yeah, and I mean, I've never won anything.
So you just walk away, right?
Yeah.
So don't let Alex blow it, okay? He says it was his friend, though, and that she's doing it for good luck. Turns out she was good luck. He hit the $100,000 jackpot.
Ooh!
When he tried to collect his money, clerks told him the jackpot was actually hers.
What?
Yeah, apparently he had a meltdown. The guy said he paid the $50 spin on the machine. So it was one of those like $50 to spin things.
Right.
But you can win a lot of money if you hit. And he even was using his gambling card to do so. But a spokesperson for the casino confirmed that she is the rightful owner of the jackpot.
Oh.
Quote, the person who pushes a slot machine button or pulls the arm is the person who wins.
Oh,
I never knew
gosh.
That. I never knew that because I've had people do it before for me too.
That is so crazy.
Now, here's the part where it gets really crazy. According to the guy, she grabbed the jackpot money. According to the guy, she grabbed the jackpot money and walked out of the casino without giving him any of it. The woman says she was originally planning to share the jackpot with the guy, but after he began threatening her, she changed her mind. Hold up now. Who gets this money?
Sounds like she does.
I kind of feel like
that's his money.
Should, or they could have split it.
He put $50 in there. That game would have not happened without him.
Right.
But if the rule is that the person that touches it, don't let anybody touch it.
Okay. So you're playing the casino slot.
Yep.
I come up and like, boop. I hit the button and it's like, $1 million. Ding, 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 ding. You're cool with that?
Oh, that's different.
Like some dude?
Well, he invited her to touch his button or blow his dice or
oh,
whatever.
You're saying if she would have come up and just pushed it, like slapped his hand out of the way, that's makes a difference.
Yeah, that's like robbery.
How dare you? Thief! Thief! Either way, I feel bad for this guy. He lost the girl and he's got no money. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.